Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this Thursday edition of Jim Jortrend taking L's. Talking about Jim Jordan sad ass pursuit of the speaker's gavel. We'll get to that later on to tell you when. You know, obviously, we're here to tell you what's trending. I'm Miles. And guess what? I'm joined by Matt Lieb in the place to be. Hello, Matt.
Hey, I'm here. So glad to be here on the trending trend show where trends happen.
Oh, man. A lot of things trending.
A lot of fun items.
Yeah. Up first, Sarah Kate Silverman is trending. The comedian is trending on Twitter today after she shared a post defending Israel's right to basically deprive Gaza of water and electricity, which they provide for free, which is like a huge, weird, bolded part of this like shared post. And criticizing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for describing this treatment as inhumane, which I believe is the almost a dictionary definition.
Well, I mean, in order to believe someone is doing something inhumane, you have to first concede that they're doing it to humans.
Right. That is true. Inhumane. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So it's kind of a subjective thing. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, like there have been a lot of terrible posts wading into this like this war, basically really one-sided genocide, ethnic cleansing that we're seeing happening, and what I believe is potential annexation right at the end. Why destroy half the place because they're gonna rebuild it for them? I doubt that. Anyway, but this post was just like really so far off that it's getting a lot of attention. Because, you know, there's one part, what's the part I really wanted to see? So they were basically just coming with this take that it's like, you know, it was really simple. Give up the hostages and we'll turn the electricity and water and all that back on. Right. And it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Then it goes on to say, quote, instead of pleading with Hamas to release civilian hostages, which include babies and toddlers, politicians, AOC, calling Israel inhumane.
Turning off the water on babies and toddlers.
Who need to be in incubators that are powered by electricity? I mean, come on now.
And hey, the hostages need water too, homie. Like, this is an insane argument.
Yeah, it says, if that isn't enough for you, Israel does, this is all caps, Israel does not need to supply Gaza with these resources, which they do for free. If Hamas didn't spend billions of dollars on terrorism, they would be able to build the infrastructure to support themselves. So
billions.
Let's first talk about a couple of things, right? Since the occupation, The Israeli military has consolidated complete power over all water resources and water-related infrastructure.
Yes.
That's that's not that you can't deny that. That is
Gaza
factual.
Has been in a has been under siege since I think 06 when the last settlements left Gaza.
Right.
And the whole point of the siege isn't like they're not giving them water for free. They are making sure that Israel is the only source of anything, any goods and services coming in and out of there. They right. are blockaded on all sides, and literally there's a wall surrounding them on land.
Yeah. And so like, and I'm like, there's no port that they can do business out of. There's no commerce happening. So I'm curious why, again, where are these? So again, that is a very interesting take here. And the other thing to point out though, too, is like, the Palestinian people can't even drill new wells or even deepen existing wells because Israel even controls rainwater collection.
Yes. Yes.
And the military regularly destroys Palestinian rainwater harvesting cisterns. Mm-hmm. So even when they try to get on their own, they're being sabotaged again because the point is to create a humanitarian crisis to right. make it as untenable of a situation as possible so people just vacate, right?
Yeah.
The water is managed by the Israeli state-owned water company called Mekorot, and they basically they sink Palestinian wells and tap springs, and then they sell some water to Palestinian water utilities at very high costs, although the amount is, quote, determined by the Israeli authorities. So You're I'm right. still, I thought it was free
yeah, right.
because I thought that was the whole thing. They don't even allow water to be transferred from the West Bank to Gaza.
No. Nope.
Which means Gaza has to rely on the coastal aquifer, which is, quote, insufficient for the needs of the population, frequently contaminated, and, quote, under total Israeli control.
Yes. The whole Gaza Strip is under Israeli control in almost every aspect, to the degree in which you could, you'd have to like be deluding yourself to not be like, oh, there's some sort of apartheid thing happening over right. here in this right. area.
Actually, it apartheid only happens with black people in South Africa.
That's right. That's right. There's only ever
which
one
is something I've seen on the
apartheid.
Internet.
That's right. But yeah, no. So like, in order to believe this, you have to be completely deluding yourself into thinking like you think Gaza is a sovereign state. Is that do you think
yeah,
that's a
right.
country? Is that what you right. think is going on? And I think a lot of people, you know, are deluding themselves into that. And this Sarah Silverman post is like, it's almost insulting to have to go through it point by point
yeah.
and explain why it's bad. Because on its face, it is an insane thing to say. Simply release the hostages, literal terrorists, and we will gladly not like starve out 2.2 million people. Does
right.
that not make those 2.2 million people hostages? They are also, you're turning them yeah. into hostages. They are at your whim, your beck and call. Like it's just so inhumane that you know, is it any wonder why she eventually deleted this thing? Like,
yeah, it's been wild. The evolution of posts from her have been like, full on, like, dude, you know, pro genocide, then it's sort of then kind of both sidesy, then back yeah. and forth. It's just a little, and I get it, people are like working shit out in real time and social media is the worst place for that, but like, keep like, if you're don't share this stuff, and especially because it's you're contributing to the dehumanization of the people of Palestine, and that is that's what the whole this like I tweeted like earlier this week, I said the consent factory is working overtime right now.
Yes.
To 100%. Try and get people to cross this sort of barrier mentally, or cross this bridge mentally, to the side that it's like, yeah, I guess it might be okay that people yeah. are indiscriminately being killed.
Right. And that's why I think that it's like even more disgusting when, you know, famous people like household names, people with yeah. household names, contribute to that manufacturing of consent. Because you,
yeah.
you take regular people and you make them go, wait, maybe if Sarah Silverman says this is something that they're allowed to do, maybe
yeah.
like maybe there's something I'm missing. Maybe I shouldn't think of Palestinians as anything but inhuman beasts. And
right.
you know, and it's like, to me, that is like it's not just irresponsible, but it's like there's been a lot of manipulation. There's been a lot of like disingenuous liberal hand wringing. Like I understood a week ago, I actually was like, yeah, I totally get feeling disgusted by people on like the left, quote unquote.
Yeah, because there were some wild, like, just the right. There was a lack of humanity from some people too. That
there
was
a lack of humanity being callous
as
shit about, like, you know, the murder of a bunch of Israelis. And I, you know, at the same time, I was like, I don't know, guys. Seems like we're getting mad at posts rather than like I don't see anyone who matters saying this. But okay, I get being on the internet and being offended by some fucking assholes. But like at this point, you see a post like that and you go like, I'm starting to think this whole shocked by callousness thing was disingenuous. I don't think you were shocked by callousness. I think you were like, you have just a different degree of callousness that you're willing to take depending on the person.
Yeah.
Depending on the peoples. And if it's a Palestinian, you're like, well,
that's
we gotta
so fucking
kill all them.
That's the thing that like just resonates with me to a level that I just don't understand other people aren't feeling that, you know, because like
I think a lot of people are,
and I think there's another part too, is that it's hard to even face the actual ugliness and the evil that's in the world, that it's probably a comfort to just be like, oh yeah, I mean, like whatever the IDF says, it sounds like it's like, you know, there's really nothing we can do about it at this point, and then we just got to go all in on it. And you know, and plus Sarah Silverman, you know, she's cool with blackface. So I feel like I am moving in the right direction, or these posts, like, come on, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, speaking as someone who's like who's a comedian and in the entertainment industry and a Jew, and like watching the amount of like, listen, this past week, I have gotten the most amount of people that I know who are like hitting me up, who are afraid to say anything, because they're just like, I don't want to fucking, I want a career, and I know this is bad, but just like, it, you know, they've been asking, are they crazy? Because it does feel like all of the air.
Oh, they're like, they're saying, am I crazy? Like,
am I crazy? Or is it what they're doing to the Palestinians in response to this like super bad? And I'm like, you're not crazy. You're just being gaslit by people who have decided that they are now a nationalist. You know, they were just like a West Coast liberal LA person, but now they're like, no, I'm a nationalist bigot.
And, right.
And it's, as a Jewish person, it's even more annoying, because it's like, I can not forgive, but I can sort of like understand like the religious zealots in Israel.
Sure.
Because they're like, at least they're insane. But if you're like this, like, you know, if you're Amy Schumer or you're Sarah Silverman, like your whole identity is based on like being this like empathetic liberal person who cares about stuff. And you joke about stuff, but deep down you're like,
I'm like, I don't like war. I like peace. I think people have, every person has the right to live. And I think that people are failing this test spectacularly.
Right. And I just, I'm like, you know, like what is your connection here that you're just like, I've decided I'm going to be a nationalist in this very moment. It's just, it's all very manipulative and gross. And,
and I get it. Like I was saying this at the very beginning of this, like, it feels like I don't even know if I'm walking on solid ground based on the media environment, like the media landscape. And that's intentional to like, if you're in limbo, then it's all going to be boiled down to the people that are absolutely most passionate about it to speak up. And if it's on the fringes and the numbers are slightly skew one way, then it's going to have the perception that this is like what the mainstream view is. And it's
100%. And you know, at the end of the day, this like idea that it is okay to conflate all Jews of the world with the state of Israel is not good for the Jews of the world. I am telling you this. So like, I don't look at this and like detached from the existence of anti-Semitism, but because of the existence of anti-Semitism.
What how the cycles of hate work.
And I see that, like, listen, I am not an Israeli and I want no part in their apartheid state. And I hate the idea that people are like, you know, as a Jew, how can you betray us? It's like, motherfucker, I'm from Culver City.
Right.
It's like,
and also your understanding of of your people, your culture, your religion, etc., is not, you're like, I wasn't taught this, if anything.
It's not, I wasn't taught this, and it's also, I'm sorry, but like, it's not nation-based. It's not borders-based. Yeah. It's not land-based. Like, Jews have had a long history of not having a land, and the idea that you would be like, oh, this place that you've never been to, that for some reason, you know, we are going to say you are a citizen of, if you just decide to, and you can displace someone who's been there, like, no, fuck that. I am not a part of that, and I am also not going to keep my mouth shut when people in my name are doing an ethnic cleansing. Right. Fuck yeah. That.
Yeah. Oof, man.
Y'all, fun.
just keep your eyes on the prize, which is typically, and I think for most people, innocent civilians do not deserve to be involved in these kinds of conflicts and should not bear the brunt of the mistakes of the people that are representing them or their group or whatever. And I think that's where, I think a lot of people are like, wait, it sounds like it's a hot take to say that. It's like, yeah, well.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, that's the media landscape that is existing right now because of kind of the uniformity of a lot of our leadership in this country. They're all echoing the same thing. So you're like, shit, am I crazy? And it's like, no, you just have forgotten 9/11.
Well, maybe we'll see. Maybe we can get a president in there that's for peace. Oh, wait, your only options are war and war.
Yeah, war and more war. Oof. So,
all right. Well,
yeah, things look bad.
Yeah. So we will see. We'll obviously keep checking in with that, but we'll be right back after this break and we'll talk about some other stuff. Okay. Be right back. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
A couple things. Reese's, this is just, again, our show is known for the most jarring segues because that's what the zeitgeist is. This show acts like a Twitter feed where you're like, oh my God. And then you're like, yo, is that guy ironing his shirt with a pot of water that he just took off the stove? Yeah, that's us. Yes. But right now, just a side note, there's like packages of Reese's peanut butter cups on it that said, like, hey, check out Reese's University. You could win $25,000 in our sweepstakes. But there's a problem here. There's no purchase necessary in the fine print on the package.
Oh, shit.
And this is where you could run afoul of the government, because under U.S. law, only the government can run lotteries, meaning that you buy something, you buy a ticket to win. So companies have always, I remember this, like when there would be like Coca-Cola things, you had to buy bottle caps. You could send for a game piece for free. That's what no purchase, like you had to find alternative ways to offer people to enter a sweepstakes. They didn't have that there. So, you know, we're going to see what happens there. They said that people are just like, okay, there needs to be a recall or whatever. I don't know if it's really going to have any kind of like real impact or whatever. But Reese's was like, no, there's like, there's a QR code on it. And people are like, first of all, not everyone is going to, no one fucking QR codes a fucking Reese's wrapper.
Yeah.
Secondly, like not every package apparently even had this QR code. So I have a feeling they were like maybe figuring it out in real time. Because then they said some of them say, well, it says no purchase necessary on the inside of the wrapper. Yeah. Okay, so then you have to buy it to know that.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, this is the first time I've ever had the no purchase necessary thing explained to me. I've never understood what that meant. I just
went along with it, dude.
I remember that, you know, for some cereal box deals, you had to send in your proof of purchase. And I was like, I don't even know what that is. That the receipt from Ralph's? I don't know. But this is, it's good to know that this whole time I could have just been asking Coca-Cola for all of my bottles.
There was Ittig Yittig. Remember that? I don't know if you remember that.
No,
there
was, dude. What was it?
There was like this acronym for if you don't know, you don't go.
Yes.
And it was like on Coca-Cola caps. Yeah. And I remember like my mom would never buy me Coca-Cola. So like it would either take me having a little bit of money and going to 7-Eleven and doing that shit. But then when I found out like you could just send for it, I was like, yeah. I didn't win shit. But anyway.
But hey, you know, it is what it is.
Anyway, and that's why life is hard for me. Okay. Yeah. Now moving on, SAG, they put out some new rules. Basically, they're prohibiting actors from dressing up as popular characters from Struck content and posting on social media. They're like, don't even promote these fucking Struck studios with your costume. Good. They said, we better not catch no motherfucking Barbies, no fucking Wednesday Adamses, none of that. if anything, you better be Feds Day Adams or some kind of weird off-brand thing, but we're not doing it.
Am I crazy? I thought it was just for the actors playing them. They're saying like in Halloween, they're asking fans and stuff not to dress up as these people? It says
the union is prohibiting actors from dressing up as popular characters. Doesn't seem to say from the shows they were in. So it just says this means that some of the most popular Halloween costumes like Barbie and Wednesday are off the table. And so the guild has told members Thursday to, quote, choose costumes inspired by generalized characters and figures like ghost, zombie, spider. Okay?
Spider. Wait,
yeah,
like She-Log? No, Spider. You mean like Spider? Like, am I all right, Spider? Like asking if you were all right, Spider? No, Michael Imperioli from Goodfellas.
No,
just Spider.
Just Spider. Oh, okay.
I thought you were like, saying I was all right, Spider.
From like Charlotte's Web? No, motherfucker.
No, stop saying
I'm Spider. I'm Zombie, and this is my wife, Ghost. I thought she was a Klan member. My bad. I didn't know. She shouldn't have that high ponytail. It kind of throws off the whole costume. Jim Jordan also trending because this dude, he's already lost two rounds to try and get the gavel. He fucking ran away from a third bite of the poison apple. And he's now floating the idea of temporarily having Mr. Bowtie McSmash McHenry be the interim speaker. And all like the fucking MAGA freaks are like, no, dude, it's supposed to be you. It's a cop out. And they're so fucking angry about this. Like, people are getting death threats supporting him. This is, y'all.
Jim Jordan?
Yeah. I know. Him Jordan.
Yeah,
that's him what he's going to start signing. So this is just another fucking, again, we're the
sounds
most unserious.
Let him fight. I like it.
It's so wild when watching, we were talking on the last trending episode when they were taking the votes the last time, how the Dems are just like trolling them now. Cause they're like, all right, Hakeem Jeffries, 212 votes. They're like, ow! Yeah! Unity! And they're like, Jim Jordan, 199 votes. And it's just all like sullen. And they're like,
Oh, God.
Couldn't do it. And then finally, wanted to check in with Chip Chilla. We were talking about the Ben Shapiro, based child content streaming network, Bent Key, which I'm still don't, if someone can please explain what Bent Key is and why that is supposed to have like resonate in terms of child, like parent content. We talked about a couple things, right? One was this thing called Chip Chilla, which is the ripoff of Bluey voiced by Rob Schneider. Okay. In which these group of chinchillas, they're flipping the Bluey universe on its head because Bluey is the male, but he'd be doing a lot of the childcare stuff. And that's not alpha. That's not heteronormative. That's not gender normative. So in this version, exactly. Rob Schneider, famously not a cuck, dude. Famously the most alpha fucking dude in comedy.
Dude.
He is playing alpha daddy in this one.
He's a dad who fucks.
Yeah, exactly. In front of the kids. And you're like, yo,
he fucked fuck and hits his
Chip
kid.
Chilla. But okay, so Bluey is an Australian shark.
Oh, yeah.
And the Australians, they caught wind of this. And they're not fucking around now. They're like, somebody doing an off-brand fucking thing with our shit. Brooke Boney on 9 News Australia said, this is a national disgrace. He said, a phony U.S. version of our own Blurry. They're barking up the wrong tree, mate.
That's not a dog. This is a dog.
I can't. I wish I could do the accent.
I do it terribly, but I loved it and knows myself.
It just turns into a fucking chimney sweep every time.
Yeah, you're like a Dutch Irishman.
That's right.
But I just love that they're like in Australia, they're in their bag. They're like, fuck, are y'all doing with this?
Yeah, what are you doing?
And
what
it's
are you
not going to be successful. Do you know how the kid's mind works? They go to school. Motherfuckers are fucking with Bluey.
Yeah,
guess
exactly.
What? They now have to fuck with Bluey because that's how a child's mind works. If they come in talking that Chip Chilla nonsense,
exactly,
they're going to get fucking ostracized.
You're trying to give them like colorful circles at fucking breakfast. They're like, I want the Fruit Loops. It's like, no, these are a dollar and there's 1,000 circles.
No one
wants to eat your goddamn Fruit Wheels, dog. They want, the fucking name brand.
Right, exactly. I'm like, I want shark bites. Well, I got fruity fish. Are you okay with those?
No. And what's the problem with Bluey? Why is it just like, what, is Bluey's too woke? Is that?
Yeah. No, exactly. I'm telling you, it's precisely because Bluey is portrayed as a father that's very involved.
That is insane. It's like, that's good.
No, it isn't, Matt. What? It's bad.
I thought unit was their whole thing. It's like a good nuclear family. Now
I'm sorry, Matt. This is the part you're not understanding.
He's here.
Okay. So the reason why we need an alternative to Bluey is because we are slowly losing our sense of what masculinity is and what men and women are in this country. Yeah. So if I don't actually put out an alternative to Bluey, then the children will be so confused that they will then be there for their children and maybe take the burden of housework off of their partners if they are in a male-female relationship.
I'm going to
We can't eat. It's so fucking wild, dude. Again, we're in a terrible, terrible place. Oh, Victor, super producer Victor came through. The Bent Key explanation. The name, which was inspired by a bent key necklace that the guy, Jason Boring or whatever co-founder is called something Boring. He wears it. And it's also the name of the Daily Wire's holding company, Bent Key Ventures. So what's up with that key?
Oh yeah, why did he wear the bent key necklace? There's just
this is where I locked my parents.
Yeah, I know.
I locked them in there. I killed them. And I turned their
ashes into a key.
And I bent the key so no one could find them.
So this is a good wholesome content for everybody.
Yeah, but anyway, check out Chip Chilla. Oh my God.
Yeah, please don't check out.
Don't listen to Chip Chilla. play your kids J Dilla, okay? That's right, my fucking message for y'all as we ride off into the sunset. Matt, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Trending episode. Until next time, we got a whole new episode for you tomorrow. It's going to be fucking fantastic.
It's going to be super.
Exactly. And take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Don't do anything about white supremacy. I mean, what I mean is make sure that you are standing in firm opposition to white supremacy or any other hegemonic powers that are oppressing weakened people across the world. Make sure you do that. Okay. We'll see you tomorrow. All right. Yeah. Later. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.